Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program on this fine Tuesday is brought to you by IKEA. We have Coldplay tickets all day, every day this week. They're going to be at Levi's Stadium on October 4th. And you can be there. Winning is on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5 p.m. Be caller number 97. You could find yourself at that Coldplay show. Maybe Hooman will be there, too. Oh, you know, he loves him some Coldplay. Oh, my God. Settling back into fall routines, IKEA can help you. You can do it comfortably with new lower prices on their most popular sofas. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. The season finale of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, more. What happened?
I know.
That wasn't creepy at all.
It's over, man.
Good Lord, man.
God, the more I think about that sex scene between the two of them, the more like disappointed I am. And can you imagine like filming that? They're like, okay, Kit Harington, could you clench your butt cheeks now? Like, can you guys just plank on top of each other?
I watched it again yesterday, like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it.
Yeah.
Not me.
I wanted a little more.
Give me a leg wrap. That. Pull me in. Let's be one. Not two people kind of on top
Smushing,
of each other.
Right.
I mean one all the way in. Bring it.
Oh, God.
What the heck?
I found it to be a disappointing sex scene. It was like awkward and like the butt clench thing was weird.
You're going to call that episode The Wolf and the Dragon for that reason. That's the name of the episode for that reason. And that's what you give us? That's how I imagine parents do it that way.
Parents.
You know?
God. Yeah. Except with the lights off. And they're way less good looking.
All right, gentry, climb on. I'm going to lay here like this.
let's get this over with.
Yep. Good job. All right, off with you.
Go make me a sandwich.
That was quick. Great job.
Good solid butt clenching, honey. That was good.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Anyway, yeah, I just wished for more. And I think they actually have great on-screen chemistry because so many times you watch a show and these people that are supposed to be into each other, it's like dead between them.
Yeah.
And these two, it crackled. It was nice, like leading up to it. Even from their very first meeting, it was like, it's really good. I think his acting might be the most improved over the course of the whole show. Like, I think that I was not crazy for Jon Snow the first few seasons, but now I'm like... Like, that was pretty solid.
Well, what was that thing Hooman had...
So, I posted something. Someone put a compilation together, which is all of Jon Snow within, like, 6 minutes from the very first season when you first see him and as he evolves each season and his role and his character and his face and the facial hair and everything and his interactions with people... So if you want to watch it, it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I watched the whole thing this morning. And I was like, this is so great for anyone who loves Game of Thrones.
So I think that, one, anybody gets better at anything they do repeatedly. So sure, he's probably gotten better. But his character was not good in the – like, he was the bastard guy.
Right.
And, you know, the family was all in one place, and he was the bastard.
And they sent him off to the wall.
Right. So now he's, you know, his character's evolved
more. Oh, it's so much more interesting, his storyline. Right up until the time he croaked, I wasn't into him. Then after that, I was like, oh, this is getting interesting.
Oh, and then he croaked recently, though.
Two seasons ago.
It was?
Yeah, he died at the end of season 5.
And what just ended? 7?
7.
Oh.
But I didn't care about him at all.
Like you was, didn't?
Well,
oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, well. Listen, we're talking about Game of Thrones. So the seventh season finale of Game of Thrones attracted a series best 12.1 million viewers for its initial broadcast. And those are just the ones that Nielsen can track. Who knows how many people pirated it. If you include replays and streaming, the number climbs to 16.5 million. And when you include DVR numbers and other on-demand viewing, the final number is expected to be around 33 million people.
Wow.
Using that metric, this season's been averaging around 31 million viewers, which is about 8 million more than last season. The eighth and final season starts filming in October. And according to everything we've heard, there'll be six more episodes, and they will not begin airing until late next year or early 2019, which is actually seeming more likely.
Yeah, that's what I read yesterday.
At some point, they'll give us the date, and then we can start the countdown clocks. But for now, just know that it's going to be a long time. But check this out.
All right. There we go.
To keep you at least slightly pacified, HBO is doing a seven-part behind-the-scenes series called The Game Revealed.
Oh, awesome.
And the first episode is already up.
Oh, what do you mean?
They it must be on HBO
You're
Go.
You're telling him that while he's on the
do
air
Do not
right
watch
now.
It. On the, don't watch it. We'll watch it together.
I don't have HBO Go on my computer.
We'll watch it together after we watch Ray Donovan this weekend.
Sure you're going to have time? You got 1,000 episodes of Big Brother to watch.
Oh, quit your bitching.
It's like he's jealous.
I know. How dare you watch that instead of hang out?
Didn't
with
Vinny
me.
Just say he fell off? He's not even watching it anymore?
It's pretty bad.
All right, it, then. It what is, are we talking? Jealous of what? Terrible TV? I don't think so.
Yeah, I have to say that if Paul doesn't win now, it's an absolute travesty because he's the only one who can play the game. Big brother.
Well, the only way for me that it gets exciting is if they get rid of him.
Right.
If then, someone finally speaks up and says, don't you think it's dumb we've all let him run this gig? It's time we all gather up and get rid of that guy.
Even when his name came up on Sunday, did you watch Sunday night's episode?
Yep.
Even when his name came up on Sunday, they were sort of talking about him, they were like, we have to protect him. We've got to protect that. I'm like, oh my God, are you guys all really this stupid?
Yep.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
And he knows it. He knows they're that stupid.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, you were saying about
yes.
Game of Thrones.
No, there's a new seven-part behind-the-scenes series called The Game Revealed. I don't know how long each of these is. They posted the first one yesterday. At this point, Hollywood Reporter is saying that 90% of HBO subscribers in the U.S. watch Game of Thrones. And I don't know how many more subscribers they've gotten since they started Game of Thrones. But it's quite the show. I just love it. I realized that I just am such a fan of like the fantasy, you know, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. I just like they make my heart pound. I love them so much. That sci-fi. Oh God, entertainment is so solid right now. Adam Levine and Bihati Prinsloo.
Interesting that you bring him up.
Why is that?
The other day, I heard one of his songs as I was running by the beach boardwalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They blast music really loudly. And I just thought, because Maroon 5's a band we play here, and he's obviously experiencing great fame on TV as well. But I just thought, how cool that, I don't know, it just made me think of being in a band and how cool that your music's playing all over the country at weird places at weird times. And wherever he is.
Going I wonder if he's just used to it now. Well, like it's been so long.
He's, you know, going to the bathroom, driving down the road, whatever.
We are exposed to Maroon 5.
In all kind of crazy ways. So anyway, his fame is profound, I guess, is all I was thinking. Like, wow, that's pretty cool.
It's got to be.
Maroon 5 echoing around Santa Cruz from the boardwalk.
I wonder if it. When it first started happening to him, it was surreal, and now he's just used to it. He's over
well,
it.
Well, yeah. You know,
I'm Adam Levine the whole time.
It's probably no different initially, because it's small, as it was when we were on the radio. You get on, you do your job.
Right.
And then someone from a far reach goes, hey, I know who you are, and you go, oh.
Right.
And then later you realize this is just what I do, and I can't even think about the enormity of it.
Right. Adam Levine and Bihati Prinsloo. They thought that the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night sucked.
They did.
And they tweeted away about it.
I actually think the worst part, and I'm a Katy Perry fan, and I love her music, and I play her records all day, and I'm so happy when we play them on here on Alice. Man, what a bad host. Mm. Not a good host. Should never have taken up that, should never have taken it on, and I even read I was gone, long gone. As far as watching any clips at the end, but they say her song Swish Swish came on.
Yeah.
Which is a burn on Taylor.
Right.
And Taylor's video, which is a burn on Katie, they were saying, boy, Katie lost.
Mm.
Between bad hosting and her video and song for Swish Swish, they were like, Katie lost that battle.
I have a question for Vinny only. Only Vinny answer, please.
Happy
to. Vinny, who was worse, Ed Sheeran on Game of Thrones or Katy Perry the VMAs?
Katy Perry VMAs.
Oh.
She really just is not a stand-up, and the bar is that.
Well, they had comments about her performance.
Oh, they had comments about her.
They had comments about many things.
All right, let's hear it.
So he was pissed because Best New Artist nominee Julia Michaels, her performance was cut short on the telecast. So you've heard this song on The Alice.
You know, I saw that. I thought it was so weird.
It was. They started talking over her
performance. Yeah, and they said, if you want to see the full performance, go to whatever, blah, 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 .com.
Right.
It was very strange, and I thought it was disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, she won Best New Artist, and I don't know if she won it before she did her performance or after, but yeah, it does seem like if you're inviting someone to perform, you let them perform. Why don't you cut Katy Perry's part down a little bit?
Yeah, right.
So he said, it's always exciting to see how utterly horrible the VMAs will be. They really delivered so far this year. Using the hashtag holy F in all caps. He said, Julia Michaels gets cut off while she's singing and Lorde gets to not sing her whole song. Lorde did that like interpretive dance thing.
And I even read that Lorde was the peak of the night and didn't sing a peep. And they were like, that was better than anything else that happened.
She had Homemade Dynamite as her song, so she did this dance to it. She tweeted earlier in the evening, I have the flu so bad I needed an IV. Levine, I guess in an earlier tweet, he had asked his followers to vote for Julia Michaels in the Best New Artist category. He called her my girl. Bihati Prinsloo, Levine's wife, said, wow, VMAs, thanks for talking over then cutting to commercial halfway through Julia Michaels' performance. And it looks like he wrote, oh no, this is also her. Whoever wrote Katy Perry's script for the hashtag VMAs, I just want to let you know it's next level cringeworthy. Hashtag make it stop.
It was really bad. The intro was so surprisingly bad. And just as anyone who's ever done public speaking, when you bomb right out of the gate, it's going to be a long night. A long night.
Yeah.
I watched that clip and went, oh no, yikes. Like backstage, she must just be like, what do we do?
We just keep going. The show must go on.
Coming from the moon, she
but all
went
of,
up
and
outer
picking
space.
Clothes,
and, yeah.
And I think some of those were digs at Taylor and other people, but I still just thought this is so, a stand-up comedian is who you hire.
Right.
Yeah.
So true.
They deal with that stuff every night they
and
go
they
out on stage.
They know how to deliver a joke. And even if the jokes are written down on the teleprompter, they figure out a way to make them funny. I'm with you. Anyway,
you know who they should have got?
Who they should have got?
Our friend Rudy.
Oh,
yeah, they should have got our friend Rudy.
Our friend Rudy.
Right.
Should have hosted.
Let them know for next year, Hooman. That our friend Rudy needs to be
is available.
Taylor Swift.
Are you Maroon 5? Do you have Jane had texted me. We get the new Maroon 5 tonight. But did we have a clip?
We did have a small clip. We played it a couple days ago.
Oh,
it's
did we?
Called,
I don't even remember.
How we love what lovers do.
Yeah,
we did. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I thought we played that the other day.
Maybe
we didn't
I don't
have
remember.
The clip.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we played it. Nobody heard it.
He is promoting Maroon 5's upcoming single, What Lovers Do. It features another Best New Artist nominee, SZA. And, oh no, hold on. So she didn't win Best New Artist. It looks like Khalid won. SZA, because SZA was also nominated for that. Anyway, did we have a clip? Do you have a clip there somewhere?
No. Okay. I didn't.
Well, apparently we're getting that.
Well, we'll get it tonight.
I'm sure we'll play it every hour tomorrow.
Right.
New Maroon 5, everyone.
Those guys are good.
Oh, yeah, my God. Like they're great. Mm-hmm. I like them, too. I love his voice.
Do you guys watch Taylor's video?
Yeah. Oh. Did you like it?
No.
Did you? I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I thought it made the song better.
I agreed with you. I do feel like it seemed a little more tongue-in-cheek, because when I just heard it, I was just like, oh.
Bitter much?
Yeah, it was not happy
Someone
or friendly.
Someone wrote a little blog post, I think it was, and they said, you know, this fits in with her MO. Like, the last time she released an album, the first song she released was a snapback at people she's in a fight with, and it's not the best song on the album. What is the song? What was the first song when 1989 came out? Shake It Off. And then there were a bunch of hits after that.
Right.
But the first song she released was Shake It Off.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that's one of the best songs on that record at all.
And so this is, they're saying, probably the similar situation.
This is the one she wanted to release and
snap back at her enemies and then release the hits when the album comes out.
Right. Well, she hasn't announced tour dates for her Reputation tour, but when she does, tickets are going to be really hard to get. If you're a big fan and you can prove it to her, you'll have a better shot at the tickets. And it's a little weird because, well, here's how you get your tickets. She's willing to push you to the front of the line, but only if you buy some of her stuff, like a $60 snake ring.
Mm.
It's a new program called Taylor Swift Ticks that she's doing with Ticketmaster. Basically, you get points by proving how big a fan you are by watching her videos, sharing her photos on social media, and most importantly, buying stuff. So you get varying amounts of points for doing these things, and the fans who accumulate the most points get priority when her tickets become available. Right. Taylor and Ticketmaster argued that the system's intended to ensure that real fans are getting the tickets and they aren't being hoarded by scalpers and bots. But she's getting a lot of backlash because, you know, a $60 ring and having to buy things in order to get pushed
forward.
Exactly.
So the more money I spend, the more I'll be pushed to the front.
Right, as it
is. I mean, I get it, but it just doesn't seem right.
Her tickets are, I'm sure, going to be incredibly expensive. And if you've ever had a teenage daughter who wants to, oh, my God, I remember those One Direction tickets. These friends of ours, they have these two teenage daughters, and the girls wanted to go so bad. And they made them, you know, they had to work forever to get the tickets. You know, to earn the money.
Their little jobs.
Right. And they're, you know, whatever their parents made them do to earn the money. They were young teenagers, not old enough to just actually go and earn the money. Anyway, you get all these various points. And so not only is she going to get money for the crap that she sells, but she's getting free social media left and right because all of these huge Taylor Swift fans are going to, you know, the ones who can't afford to buy the $60 snake ring are going to, you know, it's all about posting and viewing the video. So she's going to get, I mean, it's actually genius.
Is it wrong?
Well, no. I mean, she can do whatever she
wants. But I will tell you this. Who among us hasn't in this new world tried to figure out what works and what doesn't? And in an effort to make a post that you think is funny or whatever, and you go, oh, that didn't work out. And you do something different.
Right.
So maybe she's trying this and it won't work. Or maybe she'll be the genius and it'll be like, she got free pub all over Instagram for a year.
Right.
And watch everyone else try to duplicate that.
Right.
So I'm reading this article. It's definitely, you know, not into this whole idea of Taylor Swift. It's called Taylor Swift's New Concert Ticket Scheme Will Only Benefit the Wealthy. And the article says the biggest item to ensure boost priority so that you get to be at the front of the line is if you pre-order the album. The pre-order is $15. The shipping costs will bring it up to $48. And with tax, it'll be $60 for one album.
Dang.
Yikes.
Well. Wait, the album is $15 and then it's $30 more to ship it?
Yeah, pre-order shipping costs.
Oh.
So wait, it's an actual album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an actual album.
Who
does that?
Well, who has record players these days?
A lot of
or
people.
CD player. Mm.
I have a record player, though, and I'll tell you.
You got to pre-order the Taylor
Swift
record?
No, I'll tell you. I don't end up using it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, my digital collection is so much easier to use Buying it is easier. You know what? I bought the new Queens of the Stone Age. And I was squealing like a child. and it downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And there I hit play.
Mm-hmm.
And there it started. And I ran it through my little UE boom speaker and
yeah.
rocked out yesterday afternoon like a lunatic.
Yeah, this
it's
is
too easy.
This is a very strange thing that she's asking. Well, like you said, we'll see how it shakes out, and if it works, great.
Do you want
I'm
me
sure
to post this article
will.
Or no?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and it will explain all of Taylor Swift's ticketing system scheme.
For the dates that she hasn't even announced yet. She just wants you to get a head start on it.
I'm sure there's little scruffy varmints out there that are posting away already.
Yeah.
I love Taylor.
I got to get those points. Make sure I get those tickets. Congratulations, Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan. They had their second child, a girl named August.
Were you there, Hooman?
Yeah, were you there for the birth?
You know, I've only met him twice, and
does he like you?
I don't think he has any idea. You know.
Impossible. You're Hooman.
So you weren't there?
No.
I'm
I was
surprised.
Even invited to their wedding in their backyard. I was.
He wasn't even invited.
Wow.
We're just we're not even.
Unbelievable.
I can't even say we're acquaintances.
Do you even have status?
No, with him. Gosh. I'm not even Facebook friends with him.
What? That's ridiculous.
Did you friend request him?
I think way back in the day I tried. Yeah. So
I'll try again. Huh.
Did you ever get accepted by that lady?
Yeah, I was going to go look her up. You're, what was her name again? Lindsay something?
I don't know. She's one of your people.
No.
Mnuchin's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Lindsay.
I do not remember.
Luis Linton.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm still unapproved. I'm still requested.
That's too bad.
But she hasn't added any more followers. She's still at 8,043. Hasn't gone up.
Well, there's a really nice picture. If you go to Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page, he's got his two daughters, his 22-month-old daughter Max and the new little baby August.
Aww.
And he wrote a nice letter about how he hopes, what he hopes the world will be for her and what he hopes that she'll do as a child and to enjoy childhood. And it's all posted up there at Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, Amazon has officially taken over Whole Foods, so we'll mention some of that. Divorcees, Hurricane Harvey, and more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Cindy Blackman-Santana is coming in studio. Promoting a song that she's a drummer. She's been the drummer for Lenny Kravitz and Santana. She's a big jazz drummer. And so she's going to come in and talk to us about a song called Fun Party Splash. And this is from a movie called Dolores, about Dolores Huertes.
Huerta.
Huerta.
Uh-huh. And you guys are actually going to go and check this movie out, yeah?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So it's,
I think next week.
Right. It's got a run of dates from the 8th to the 14th in San Francisco and in San Jose. And I guess she and the director.
Santa Cruz, Sonoma.
And Berkeley. Oh, yeah, we put the list of the shows on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right. This part of the program is brought to you by Pacific Sales.
All right, everyone. There's two huge things I got to remind you about. First of all, there's only a few days left for this competition that JetBlue is putting on called Soar with Reading. And as of now, we are completely dominating. I'm not going to lie. San Francisco is ahead 45.3% over Boston, 28.6%. So just three more days. Go to Soar with Reading. Click on San Francisco. Click on I'm Not a Robot. Click on Vote. And you can do it as many times as you want.
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. And we get 100,000 books for kids in this area if we win. And we want to win. So go to Soar with Reading.
And the other thing is this. Brandon and I are doing a huge competition for the firefighters, for the paramedics, and for police officers suffering from post-traumatic stress. As a team, Brandon and I are in second place.
Oh.
Individually, we're not in second place. So if you can all go to SF Stair Climb, just donate whatever you can.
Which of you is winning?
Well, me. But,
of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Duh.
But we're a team. Bryn and I are a team, and we're representing this radio station.
You felt the need to mention that.
I do, yeah, because it lists on the thing individually and as a team. So if you're not going to do the climb with us on the 9th of September, do a virtual climb by donating to us. All the information is also on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or you can go to RadioAlice.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question for Hooman. Hey, so when we first started this, raising money, I gave Hooman my credit card for him to, you know, fill out the form. Did you donate to yourself or to Brent?
To myself.
Nah.
Ask Brent the same question.
Why would I ask Brent? I didn't give him my card.
Oh, for you.
Yeah.
I see.
Remember I gave you my card to
donate to you?
I have
to double
to
check that.
You
lied.
Oh.
Double check it.
Right. Joel Osteen.
Either way, where can people find the link so that they can donate to that?
Go to RadioAlice.com, click on the picture of me and Bryn holding hands, me leaning back.
It's such a strange picture.
Thank you so
it's a
much.
Badass lean.
Man. Badass. Or it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page at the very top.
Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit PacificSales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. So the people of Texas, specifically Houston and the surrounding areas, continue to suffer. They're on the front page of every paper. Harvey could drive 30,000 to shelters is the front page headline of USA Today. So lots of people displaced. Joel Osteen made the news as he is a preacher.
Yes.
In the area of Houston. That's where he keeps his big mega church. The latest is he'd been criticized for closing his Houston mega church to Harvey victims, and then he had said, we would never close it. It's unreachable. And then people said, no, it's not. We're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he said, well, as soon as all of the shelters are full, we'll be opening our doors. And people still not happy. It does appear now is making his big mega church site available.
Oh, good.
Many people... he says, we've never closed our doors. Others say, you've made yourself very rich on the people of Houston and more.
And well beyond.
Open those doors.
Right.
Joel.
All your blessings that you have, Joel, you need to now share with others in their time of need.
I wish I could find the quote right now. It was some local writer. You've taken so much money away from your people to live like a king.
In a $10 million mansion.
Yeah.
It's the least you could do, opening the doors of your church. So he's getting called out, and it looks like he's responding with slowly, but he is responding by opening the doors.
That church has a capacity of 17,000.
Well, it is. It's an old. It's like an NBA stadium, right? I mean, it used to be.
It used to be the
old Rocket Stadium, then?
Compact Center.
All right.
I think they called it. But yeah, so it's a church, but it's a big stadium.
Right.
Holds 17,000 people. Open the doors, man. Open.
I haven't had a chance to get into Whole Foods, but Amazon
Me either.
Officially owns Whole Foods, and there are so many product markdowns. It's all over your Facebook feed, it's all over the internet that
Amazon's, I can't wait to go over there. It's
I know.
So exciting.
Amazon's purchase. Oh, and our guy Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman,
ding, ding.
Posted, Shame. Look, you could buy books at Whole Foods. And there's a little book counter in there.
Oh.
I don't know if that's going to become one of their things, but there's certainly sections of Whole Foods where you can buy pots, pans, bottled or reusable bottles for water and stuff. So
why wouldn't they put some books up there? Amazon's bestsellers.
They're going to own the place.
Very interesting. I'm interested to how it shakes out because Whole Foods is one of those places where it is expensive, but I always feel good about the food that I get there. And so I've considered that a trade-off, and I don't want it to – I want it to stay a high-quality place. Obviously, you want to pay less every time, anywhere you go, but it's – I would hate to see it lose – what it has, a reputation for high quality freshness, etc.
1,000% agreed.
Right.
Like, I go in there all the time to eat lunch. I stop on the way home from here all the time off Stevens Creek and get lunch. I want them to keep that up. And if they want to put a book counter in, I'm fine with it.
Sure.
I'm not offended at all.
No.
You're lowering prices, you're keeping the quality high, and you've got a book counter, I'm all good.
Sounds great. I'll read the book during my lunch break, where I continue to eat the same high-quality food you've been making all this time.
Right. Sarah, you used to say, and I don't know if this has changed, but you used to say that your family was a naked family. Like, your parents walked around naked, and you walk around naked, and it's a naked thing.
Yeah, I would say that that has changed as the, you know, once the kids hit about 10 years old, it seemed, it just stopped seeming like the thing to do. I would say no one is ashamed of themselves or, you know, I mean, if a kid walked in on me and I was naked, I'd be like, I'm naked. And I'm sure they'd close the door and, you know, we don't, we're not showering together anymore like we did when they were little kids. But it's, you know, nakedness, I don't think should be a big thing or something that's totally hidden. And oh, my God, you saw mom naked. It's the end of the world.
A study found the smarter you are, the more likely you are to walk around the house naked.
Really?
You'll also swear a lot.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
I am so smart.
And you...
I'm naked and I talk like a sailor.
We'll tend towards spicy foods for breakfast.
Oh, well, that's not me. I like cereal. 2 out of 3.
Not as smart as I thought I was.
Vinny likes the Tabasco.
Yeah.
So he's a spicy food
in
the morning
guy. I like the spicy food stuff. I do swear a lot. And
would you say you're a naked guy, though?
I'd like to be naked, but I also have a fear of getting butt dust on the couch or, you know, so there's places I don't want to, and I don't want people around me to be, put a towel down before you sit down.
Yeah.
You know.
If you're going to be naked.
Butt dust or butt sweat or whatever else is in between your butt cheeks. I don't want that on the couch.
Let's just hope it's dust.
If you don't mind.
You know, dry, clean, just a little dusty.
So, you know. I mean, we all know that there's a spread, they call it, you know, your butt spreads out.
We don't have to go into all the details about your butt, Ben.
Well, I'm just
and
saying.
Your dust and
I'm
stuff.
Saying I don't mind being naked. I don't have any a fear of anyone seeing me naked, but I don't want my butt kissing the couch, so to speak.
Well, your couch appreciates it.
Right.
And your guests as well.
Right. 39% of your coworkers have gotten it on with themselves at work.
Oh.
39%. At least once.
Well, over the course of your entire work life.
I've never done that here.
Well, I've never done it here either.
I did it at my old station,
so
though.
Did I.
But I worked overnight.
I did, too. That's so funny.
Those are long nights.
They are long nights. That kills 5 minutes during November rain. It's a long song.
Yeah, that's exactly my story, too. Or... weirdly, I'd pull out Stairway to Heaven, which didn't even fit our format, but I was like, I need a minute, you guys.
Yeah. There are a few long songs in the rock genre that if you needed a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
but...
look, Claremont requested it.
You got it.
Stairway to Heaven. Happy
right,
help
here
out.
You go. And I got a DeVito. We haven't played that in years. Yuzi, have you ever, at any job, ever gotten yourself?
No.
Human?
What?
You don't believe
not
her?
Not that I can remember.
I think she'd admit it.
Yeah, I'd admit it. No.
Hooman never here. I mean, you practically live here.
No.
Tell the truth.
No.
For once.
He's not going to tell you the truth.
What about you, Bryn?
I have not, no.
Never at any job?
No, I can do it at home, so I'm not that impatient. I can wait.
And don't you like to be laid out?
Yeah, I like to. I do. I like to be laid out. I like to be somewhere
comfortable.
Is that
what you do? You lay out?
Yeah, yeah.
Do
sometimes
you strip
just...
fully naked to do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You must be the one that doesn't.
I don't.
You don't?
To get myself? No.
That's what I was thinking that one of you said that. You don't. And
I don't need to.
Because I like
get
the
my
top
socks
to be.
Off.
Oh, your socks.
I got to get it all off.
I like
I need
the
to be free.
Top to be free as well.
Well, most of the time when I'm doing that, it's because it's Sunday night, it's 10:30, and I can't fall asleep. I'm like, well, let's try that. So I just, you know, I have my
Does
t-shirt.
Does it work every time?
No. But it kills 5 minutes.
Sunday night is the hardest
night. It is the hardest night. It's well,
which makes Monday
so hard.
It doesn't matter what I do either. I will.
I know. You actually stick to your schedule pretty well.
I get up extra early on Sundays sometimes, thinking, man, I'll be so tired come Sunday night. And I am, but I'm not falling asleep.
Your mind is racing.
It's like a whole jet lag. I feel like I jet lag myself every weekend. It's my own fault, though. You're at least trying to stick
you
with your schedule. I do. I try to stay up as late as I possibly can, so I can sleep as late as I possibly can.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny.
The Sega Genesis version of Mortal Kombat outsold the Super Nintendo version 5-1 back in the early 90s. Because the Nintendo version censored out the blood.
Oh.
People want the blood.
Yeah, people
it's a fight game.
Right.
Where's the blood at? The opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, where American troops storm the beach at Normandy, cost $12 million, almost one-fifth of the movie's entire budget. That one scene.
I think that's the one scene I've seen from that movie.
You've never seen the whole thing?
No. Because that's a long, bloody, awful scene. And I just, I think it's like 10 minutes long, at least that long, right? It's really long as they're sort of doing this whole, and I just thought, this is clearly not for me. Like, I can't watch a movie that this is all it is. I mean, I'm sure it gets into a story later. I've seen clips of it here and there.
That could be the best war film ever made, just so you know.
What about Dunkirk?
Just so It's maybe in the top 20, but.
Midnight Cowboy,
yes,
is the only X-rated movie that ever won the Oscar for Best Picture.
That's X-rated.
That's the one in Turkey, right?
Yeah, that's
the one
a
that
gnarly
made you go,
movie.
You don't want to be in a Turkish jail.
Oh,
Bad stuff happens to you.
I'll never forget that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's
I don't
intense.
Remember it, but I'm pretty
remember
sure
they're walking
bad stuff
around
happens
in
all jails.
They're like crazy. They're walking in circles and circles, and all of a sudden, he starts walking the other way, which means he's not crazy. And he had all the hash on him. Was it hash or heroin? That's how he gets busted. It's very intense. As a kid, I was like, oh, my God.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here listening to that going, I don't remember that.
I think I had Midnight Cowboy confused with Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, completely
for crying
different.
Out loud.
Yes. Completely different.
I think they're totally different movies.
Yeah, not as intense.
I'm like, I don't remember any of that from Rhinestone Cowboy.
A Rhinestone Cowboy.
Stanley Kubrick is considered
That's
one of the best filmmakers of all times. Right, Hooman?
Yep, absolutely.
According to his daughter, White Men Can't Jump is one of his favorite movies.
Mm. Oh, I like that movie. Huh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Nothing else to say about that one.
314 says, in a time when no one is buying albums, this is a genius way to get people to buy albums. I'm sure super fans will buy more than one album.
Right. People will
this
get that for Christmas.
Swift's
and
move.
Right.
415 says, Zuckerberg doesn't actually use Facebook now that he gets laid on a regular basis.
Well, maybe he doesn't get laid on a regular basis anymore. He is married, 2 kids.
Right.
You know how that goes.
Things happen.
Well,
I do know how that goes.
So do I. Yeah. Ouch.
Things slow down. You find yourself on Facebook more.
Well, actually, I was going to say, I find myself, kids are a vacuum. There's no time for anything. Facebook.
Right.
That either happens at 3 a.m. or not at all.
No, I check it right before I go to work or just look at it real quick. Is there anything I got to know about?
Facebook.
Oh, wait. What was the movie you said, Vinny? You said it was Midnight Cowboy?
Yeah.
Oh, we're thinking of Midnight Express.
Oh!
Right?
What's Midnight Cowboy?
Someone is saying Midnight Cowboy is with
Dustin Hoffman. And Angelina Jolie's dad.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Midnight Express.
Express 2, yeah.
The Turkish prison.
Exactly. Thanks, Texter.
Midnight Cowboy, I don't know that.
I don't know that either.
I do know Rhinestone Cowboy.
415 says, Sarah is gross. Sarah,
well, what I do now.
Tell us how passionately you'd bone one of your uncles.
She doesn't know it's her. First of all, it's her nephew. They don't know they're related yet.
But would you give it to Drunkle Peter really good?
No, I wouldn't. I would not, sir. I'm trying to think of my nephews. I'm not giving it to any of them either. Wait.
Well, I hope not.
No.
My God. You don't, shouldn't even have
Oh, you got to bring up Uncle Peter, and but if I suggest anything else, you're
just saying you should blanket state. That's a blanket statement.
Don't bang people in your family.
None of my nephews either. I don't need to think of them.
Just trying to think who my nephews are. I have a ton of nieces. And for the record, I wouldn't do them either.
4 and 5 says, I think Jon Snow will end up marrying Sansa and unite the two houses once he is determined to be the rightful heir and Sansa not a real sister.
That would be crazy.
And that's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because he's not attracted to Sansa.
He's
into Daenerys Stormborn.
No, he likes the redhead. Everyone does.
No, it's his sister.
It's the red pubic hair. I've told you 1,000 times.
Oh, my God. Even if he could unite the houses, they were raised as sister and brother. They think they're sister and brother.
But not anymore.
Sarah is really against this, everyone.
I am.
Of all the things.
Because they were raised as sister and brother.
So were the other two, and you love them, and they've been boning, and they have kids.
They're horrible people, but I love them as characters, Vincent. I'm not condoning incest. Why are we stuck on incest
916
right now?
That's the whole show.
Yeah, it is
the
whole show.
The whole show is incest.
If right? Katie was that bad right. on the VMAs, how is she going to do on American Idol?
I know. $25 million later.
Oh, my
I guess we'll
God.
Find out.
Imagine them watching that. The guy who signed her to a $25 million deal, and he's watching that episode just going, oh, no.
What did I do? Yeah, that is...
I hope she cashed that check already.
I hope she did, too. Boy, it's on ABC, right? The revival of it? Yeah, good luck, ABC. Good luck with that.
Crunch. You know she cashed it, right? She had to.
Oh, hell yeah, she did. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Cindy Blackman.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.